Some UW researchers looked at annual financial reports from 581 communities around the state. One of the report's authors is Craig Maher, a political science professor at UW Oshkosh.
I think we're probably one of the first to actually provide some analytical proof that this shared revenue program is, in a sense, doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Maher says the program was designed to spur spending in less affluent communities. That allows them to give their residents services comparable to those found in richer areas. And it does encourage communities to spend. Maher found that with every extra dollar of shared revenue, communities upped spending by about 46 cents. Lest critics use that spending as proof that the program should be scrapped, Maher says shared revenue translates into good news for property owners.
And not only is it, you know, it's stimulating spending for poor communities, but we also found that it has a significant impact on property taxes. And so, in one sense, it's driving up spending, but it's also simultaneously driving down property taxes.
The property tax savings nearly equal the spending increases. If shared revenue is phased out, Maher says rich cities could maintain services by raising property taxes. Poor cities would probably have to balance their budgets by cutting services. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.